Wait a minute, this for me?
I mean, most of these are just to see if you're going to sing, your reaction.
That's Lionel Richie right there.
This is for your Tinder feed yesterday.
The video of... there's something. So yesterday we were at the Phillies game, right? And so we're doing the show in the booth. And usually when we're here, the way the video works is that only the person talking will be featured on the video, right? Like, I'm talking right now. Mm-hmm. So Hugh could be chewing his food and no one would see you chew, right? Or Kyle could be doing whatever he's doing. But at the game yesterday, the way it was shot was, it's like both of us were on no matter what was happening. So there was a pretty long segment where I just yelled at Elliot and we just went back and forth, right? And Hugh was, you know, waiting for our argument then, which I understand. He wasn't jumping in our back and forth.
Well, but, yeah, because it was gone.
But he lost interest.
He happened to be, you know, on his apps. And I think the you people, the YouTube audience, mm-hmm. kind of caught wind of what you were doing on your phone yeah. while we were arguing. No, and it was perfect.
Can I tell you what my thought process was? So I'm sitting here.
Yes.
Vigorously swiping left, right? Because I'm like, damn. What the hell, right?
You know, you do keep going out of your way to tell us that you're swiping left.
No.
I'm not so sure I buy that.
Yeah, no,
it was
does.
Only like, it no was like, does. No, but listen.
Catch the wide net out there, Hugh.
I looked up, and I'm like, I wonder if they saw that.
And so I'm like, they did.
And Aaron let me know. He was like, yeah, they saw it. And I was like, damn. Well, oh well. I was like, hey, oh well. Ain't nothing you can do about that.
Well, there could have been worse things. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That, I mean, if we're
could've
being
been looking at porn. What? That, yeah. Well, I shouldn't have said it.
It was alluding it was, to
okay,
it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that past you.
I'm not a porn watcher. Mm. I don't. That's not. That has not really been.
You're a porn doer.
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, we have a drop of it somewhere in the system.
I'm saying. I'm not. I don't watch the porn. Porn. You know. I'm not the porn watcher. Porn.
Do it discreetly.
Now,
discreet porn.
You know what somebody could do? Do us a favor. Go back. Examine that video. Was Hugh actually swiping left?
We need a Zapruder film.
You have made this a whole segment, huh?
Well, no, we got plenty more to talk about here, but we're starting the segment with it. Yeah.
You brought it up.
I did not bring it up.
Yes, you did.
I was doing my damnedest, not uh-huh. even. I was trying
oh, no,
to
I'm
let
talking
it go
about,
away.
I'm talking about yesterday.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm trying to let it go away. Like, yesterday was his own. See, this is the problem.
Well, we'll examine that
yesterday.
Tape later.
We need to leave the past in the past.
It was yesterday.
We never leave the past.
This is the new day.
Do you want to spit to the future?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
do you know where we are? You want to leave things in the past?
Yeah, we don't do that here. We're going to talk about A.J. Brown for a year.
I thought you were asking me, like, seriously.
Sometimes
I'm like,
wonder.
Wait a minute, right. We're in the studio.
Now that we've unpacked the past, let's do two things. Let's hit the present and then go to the future, okay?
Okay.
In the present, we want to thank our friends over here, Hugh, at PDQ, POS, and Steak and Hoagie Factory. They brought us an incredible lunch. Cheesesteak sandwiches and more. I got the veggie one. By the way, the food is great, but the roll, man.
Yeah, that's a good roll.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it is great. If you're in Bucks or Montgomery County, check out the Steak and Hoagie Factory. And if you're in the market for a new point of sale, you've got to talk to our friends at PDQ POS. So we thank them for coming by today.
Good steak.
Everything is great. Got
to tell you, I feel sorry for the out-of-towners.
Who don't get to have this?
Who just don't, I mean, almost anywhere. This one in particular?
This is one of the... Listen, we get a lot of good food dropped off here. This is one of the best ones we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
so we appreciate it from those guys today. Thank you for dropping off the food. So that's the present. Now, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, why don't we look to the future, okay? Couple things. And one, we were talking about Jalen Carter and, you know, would you rather have Max Crosby or Jalen Carter at a high dollar amount? So let me throw a couple numbers at you because ESPN had a couple stories in recent days. One about Jalen Carter in particular, about how much he could get paid in his next contract, and then one with kind of an idea for each team and what they should do between now and training camp. So let's start with the Jalen Carter one. Bill Barnwell, Hugh, projected Jalen Carter's next contract and projected how much he will make per year. The number he threw out was $35 million per season, which would reset the defensive tackle market, right? Last week, we talked about Chris Jones of the Chiefs. It makes about $31, $32 million. So this would have a new bar for defensive tackles, $35 million. So that's the number for Jalen Carter. First thought on Carter's market being $35 million per year.
That's about right. You know, because when you talk about the collective bargaining agreement and salaries and things of that nature, even though Chris is more of an accomplished player, mm-hmm. Jalen Carter's a young up-and-coming player that has a tremendous upside, and you're paying for the potential at that point. And that's how it usually goes. But there's some real concerns, I think, with his character. That's what it kind of feels like. I don't know. I haven't heard any reports or anything like that, but that's what it just kind of feels like because like I said, after you talk about the Jordan Davis contract and what he got, it's I think it's safe to say that he's going to make more than Jordan because of his impact on the game or what his impact could potentially be. And for him not to have a contract done and he's in position to potentially get one, it's telling. And then you have these stories about the Eagles potentially getting somebody else to pair on that defensive line with those guys. Has to be a tough spot to be in.
All right, let me throw a hypothetical at you, and this one has nothing to do with Max Crosby. This is all Eagles, okay? Jalen Carter, $35 million. That's Bill Barnwell's projection on his next contract. So ESPN had a different story up today, and it was kind of one idea for each team what they should do between now and training camp, right? Some of them were sign this player, trade this player, and then a lot of them were they should extend this contract. And the one they had for the Eagles was a guy we do not talk much about, but I think we all recognize he's become a good player, and it's a great draft pick by the Eagles. Drafted in the seventh round of the draft a few years ago, and he's heading into the final year of his contract. And that is Moro Ojomo. Hugh, when I watch Ojomo and the rise he's had the last few years, I'm reminded of Milton Williams, who was not picked quite as low. But
the grave digger.
Right. Milton Williams was picked in the middle of the draft and then became a really good player and helped them win. And then the Patriots paid him a lot of money, and he helped them get to Super Bowl last year. I see something similar with Ojomo. I think he's headed towards a big payday next offseason. So let me throw this at you. Would you rather pay Jalen Carter $35 million a year, or right now, today, if he accepts it and he avoids free agency, would you give Moro Ojomo $18 to $20 million a year? Half. I tell you what, I'd rather pay Ojomo. If he's willing to sign right now and avoid free agency, and I could get him for $18 million a year, I'd rather do that than pay Jalen Carter $35 million.
I'd rather pay Jalen. Listen, all off-field stuff aside, I mean, and I know that for us, is in particular when we're talking about this player and having this conversation, that's a huge factor in why this probably hasn't been done. But he's a hell of a player when he plays, like head and shoulders above anybody you just named. So I'm trying to pay him. I just need some guarantees that the off-field stuff is not going to spill onto the field.
You can't have those.
I know, and then the whole spitting thing. I know we made a whole, not us, but people were like, Dak did this, Dak did that as the Dallas Cowboys. But, man, that's nasty. That's
it's
just
Joe.
Nasty.
It was a joke. You get kicked out of the game.
You can't be spitting on folks, man.
So, all right. So, I think we recognize Carter as a higher upside player. But that $17 million that I'm saving in this scenario, that's how you pay Quinion, right? That's how you pay Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money difference.
Then you're potentially talking about bringing Max Crosby. You're talking about maybe a three-year window of those guys being here. And with Grenard being here, of potentially getting to another Super Bowl. That's what I think they're trying to do. I think they're trying to put themselves in position so that in the next couple of years, say if this is, if you're trying to move on from Jalen, have that one big lick that you're going to hit to try to get another Super Bowl championship and then turn the roster over. This feels like, remember when I made that famous quote, defensive luxury, not a necessity. It feels like they're trying to turn that over a lot faster than I anticipated.
Really?
Yeah.
We tried to tell you.
No, I'm just saying. But it's still the quote was still like
it was a moment in time you were in.
No, I'm saying it was, but it was timely and it stuck and it was prolific.
It was prolific.
It was prolific.
Yeah.
Prophetic. Prolific.
No.
One of those.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah. Either one. It fits. No. Okay. It was prophetic and prolific.
Profound.
Same, all that.
Okay.
Oh, that one too.
Ridiculous is what I think.
Not that one. Okay. Not that one. That one don't try.
Kyle, Ojomo at $18 million, Carter at $35 million. I mean, really like Moro Ojomo.
Can we include the combo of Moro Ojomo and Max Crosby?
Well, you could
do that in a heartbeat.
You could do whatever you want with the leftover money.
I feel so much better about Ojomo and Carter. And Crosby than I would Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Ojomo's a little underrated. I think Milton Williams took a few years. I think Ojomo could break out a la Milton Williams.
I agree. And he's also really young. He's only 24.
And you could pay him now, and then you're sort of ahead of the market on him. Dude, Coach Nonek?
He might be really good at this. He's developing like these guys.
I think he can coach.
Feels like it.
Man, Ojomo, they turned Ojomo from a seventh-round pick into a guy we're talking about. Do we want to re-sign him even before he gets to free agency?
Yeah, kind of like the whole Milt thing, but as you know, when Milt was up for contract, they let him go.
Do you think the Eagles could play Ojomo against Carter?
I don't think so.
Well, but I don't
pay him now and then, well.
I don't mean it in terms of, I guess, with his agent. Like,
well,
if I'm Howie,
leverage, the leverage thing.
Leverage. If I'm Howie and I'm discussing things with Drew Rosenhaus,
so, hey, we could just pay this guy,
right?
Instead.
Like, here's our offer to you, Carter. It's, let's say, $28 million a year, whatever the number they are willing to go to right now. And if Drew's like, we want 35. Well, okay, but I got Ojomo on the other line here and his agent, and I'm going to go talk to him.
Well, how much of the Crosby stuff, the Garrett stuff, how much of is all that saying, like, we'll just get another really good pass rusher?
I think there's something to it.
Instead.
It feels like they're telling Jalen Carter in a lot of ways, maybe telling Drew Rosenhaus, the number you want, we're not doing this right now. So you either take our number or we're just going to go do other things.
It feels like there's something going on with this story, and you know, they're trying to keep it out of the media as much as they possibly can.
Yes.
It really is. But I feel like, you know, you go get Max Crosby and you take on that contract. I don't think you can be quiet much longer, because that kind of tells you exactly where they are, unless, you know, Howie goes in and gets Max. Since we're white hot on Max and then pay Carter. But I don't feel like that's going to happen, because this feels like this might be this whole Max Crosby thing. It might play out all the way till to be almost the start of training camp.
Yeah, it might. Look, I'm not trying to say that Ojomo is a better player than Jalen Carter, but Ojomo had more sacks last year, I think, that Jalen Carter's ever had in a season. He had 6 sacks last year.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Jalen Carter's contributions. A lot of times his contribution doesn't show up on the stat sheet because of the position.
No,
that he
plays. I know. Yeah.
You know, and we've have gotten.
But is it worth the money they're gonna pay?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
The spit didn't show up on the stat sheet.
But the spit did show up. Well, sort of showed up. Yeah.
With a bunch of zeros, I guess. The fight with Sirianni didn't show up on the stat sheet.
No. And he also didn't.
No, I get it.
He didn't play great in a lot of games last year.
Yeah, and part of that maybe was because of his shoulders.
I think it probably was. Yeah. No,
which,
I think that, that's a very
adds
fair point.
To the concerns.
Yes, of course it is. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, lots to discuss here. The Max Crosby thing. I'd rather have Crosby than Carter. And if the hypothetical is to pay Ojomo half or close to half of Jalen Carter, I would do that right now and have more Ojomo, who's 24 years old and getting better by the year, than pay Jalen Carter $35 million. And Andrew Painter sent down to the minors by the Phillies. It had to happen. What's the bigger mistake by the Phillies? Not trading him when they could have, or giving him this job that he clearly didn't earn to the major leagues? Greg's in Westchester. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Greg. What's up?
Yeah, great show today. So I just wanted to weigh in on the Andrew Painter thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Dombrowski here, and, you know, he arrived, a couple of years ago versus, you know, we went through 10 years of bad baseball. And so I'm not so sure it was Dombrowski's just towing the line here towing the company line. And Middleton said to him when he got here, hey, you know, we want to build a long-term thing. We got to keep the people in the farm system. Don't trade away the goods. And so Dombrowski's just sort of doing that, you know, for face. Because I think I heard Middleton over the years say he wanted to build something, you know, for the long term and not just go through what we went through. And so, being a season ticket holder for the last 20 years, I listened to that. I probably bought in. I'm probably on the side now that, you know, obviously with the injury and, you know, he went through, we should have traded him. So
I think you're right, Greg, on this. I think that it probably came from ownership. Like, let's be smart about this. Let's not trade away all our prospects. We don't want to go through a decade of bad right when all these guys get old. I think you're dead right on it. The problem is Dombrowski needs to be the one that knows and is honest with Middleton about what they have, right? Like, conceptually, I agree with it, but if the guy's not what we think he is, we can't just pretend, right? Because it feels like they've pretended on Andrew Painter for a couple of years now, and you can't pretend. I mean, eventually the league just tells you what the player is, and he's just not good enough right now. It's a shame.
Yeah, and I hear you. That's why I say we should have traded him away, and maybe hindsight's 20/20. But and just one more thing on Taiwan Walker,
mm-hmm.
If I may.
Yeah.
So the moment he walks in here, he gets 20,000 boos the moment he sets his foot on the field. So I don't really think they ought to bring him back. And, you know, maybe we should go for another, you know, find somebody else in the minor leagues who's just sitting out there and maybe underrated or has come off, some bad times there, another firm. Maybe somebody named Adolphus, if that's available, Hugh. I don't know if you can find some.
That's a good one.
You know what? If we can find another Adolphus, Greg, a good phone call. Well, I'm sure they'll bring him in.
Pew, pew.
I mean, Adolphus is one that we can't just
Adolphus Garcia.
Ignore. Adolis.
Odolis.
Old Dallas.
I'm trying to just let that one fade into obscurity.
Well, he brought it up. I let it go.
I know.
Odolis. Odolis.
Odolis.
Well, Odolis for
Cialis.
Yeah, Cialis Garcia.
Cialis Garcia.
What are you doing?
No, it's one of those days.
Wow.
Kyle's going to lose it by the end of this one.
I'm surprised he's held on to it this long.
I haven't.
Well, if it wasn't for the great food from our friends, I think
hey, man, that turkey sandwich,
is
man.
Is it gone already? Hey,
no, it's not. I got another piece. I can't wait till we get off this here radio before I eat that other piece. But yeah. Right now we got, you know, I'm trying to be more focused.
I'm trying to lock it.
Since, you know, yesterday, people, you know.
So, it was yesterday the day that was decided?
I'm trying to, you know, trying to lock in a little bit more.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. Thomas and Broomall's up. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I want to talk about a little bit of Phillies, but I had a personal question for Hugh. Like, so when you guys are talking about all this money these players are making, do you wish that you played in the league now?
Hell yeah. We talk
getting
about that every
35
day.
Million? Well,
35,
I don't
35
know how much.
Of them things. Yeah.
I don't know how much you would get. I mean, you know, not saying you're a bad player or not, but I don't know how much you would get. What do you think your price range would be?
Well, if I was, you know what, to your point, Thomas, and I thought about that. I thought about this before. I don't know how effective I would be in this league because they do a lot of two-man rotations now. I don't know if I would be on a team. I would probably have to go to a team that allowed me to play, but given the size that I played at, they'll probably want a rotation.
Do you, so you think you'd actually be better because you'd be fresher?
Well, that's what I don't know. Yeah. Because I came up in an era where, you know, you played at least 60 snaps a game. So now you're talking about guys playing at most in a game 30 snaps. So you don't know. Because a lot of times the way that I pass rushed, it was to set up other stuff. So I don't know. I don't know.
So, Thomas, before you get to your point, I've thought about this before. I think we joked about it with Hugh. When I saw the contract that Jalen Phillips got, and Jalen Phillips is a good player, but I think Hugh was a better player than Jalen Phillips. When I saw the $120 million that Jalen Phillips got from the Panthers, I was like, yeah, if Hugh was playing today, he wouldn't need to be a talk show host on WIP when it was all said and done because he'd make Jalen, you were a better player than Jalen Phillips.
Yeah, but it's like you don't know, but you don't know how
I know
how they would play, like how playing different schemes because
you're better than Jalen Phillips.
When you talk about the schemes, though, Joe, they're a lot more hybrids now.
Yeah, no,
they're hybrid schemes, so it's not like a traditional 4-3. A lot of teams slide from a 3-4 to a 4-3 front. Who knows? Who knows?
That being said, I don't think he's ever had double digit sacks, and he just got 120 million.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Hugh, when was the last time Joe gave you a compliment on the air?
You know what? We
that you're better than Jalen.
Well, you know, we always do, but he always likes to remind me that I'm old now and that, you know,
I think I'm
washed.
Very complimentary of Hugh's career.
Now, great player. Gotcha. Really annoying on the radio.
that's how it is. When you're radio, it's
now, in
so
Jacksonville,
different.
He was a disaster, but Jets and Eagles, the guy could play.
Train wreck. Yeah. Train wreck.
Yeah. So the Phillies, you know, with Andrew Painter, I mean, I think we should have traded him last year. I mean, knowing what we know now, I think they should have brought him down maybe a few weeks ago because I think they were saying, like, he's the first rookie to lose 7 games out of his first 11 or something. So, like, it's just tough. And then the other thing, Kyle Schwarber playing first base. When I looked at that, I'm like, wait, what? Like, I get you have to have Harper out a game or a rest game. But is that, like, not a desperate move, but shows you who they really have on this roster? And I have one last thing about acquiring players.
Yeah, I think it shows that they could use more, obviously, and more depth. I mean, I don't think the Schwarber thing is going to be a regular thing, but they got away with it for a day. But, yeah, I mean, ideally, you don't want to put him in the field.
Yeah, and one last thing. So with contracts and stuff about money, like, obviously, not every player is going to be Shohei Ohtani where he defers all this money until the end of this contract. But could that be on the table? Like, if you want to get a big piece, like, are there players out there that you would think that would do something like Shohei, pay him a couple million a year, and then after the contract, then you give him all this money?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think
you
players
mean prorated, right? Yeah, like, kind of prorated.
Yeah, I think players are up for this. Thomas, could appreciate the phone call because you make more money over time. Like, it's worth it for you, right?
Yeah, because it's not the money that you sign for, especially if it's accruing interest.
Yes. I think the Phillies have been the ones that haven't wanted to do this the best. And they did do it with Sanchez's contract. I think it's the first time they've ever did it. Now, it's not $700 million the way Shohei's was. It was about $100 million. But they did it with just recently with Christopher Sanchez's contract. I think the Phillies should do more of this. I think it's a way to... Now, we'll see if they allow it in the new CBA with the new rules they're going to put in. But if it's allowed, I would do more of it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. We got a lot to discuss here. Andrew Painter sent down in the minor leagues, finally, after 2 months of just dreadful pitching. And I don't blame him for any of this. This is on the Phillies, and they made two big mistakes here. Not trading him when they should have, and giving him this job he wasn't ready for. What's the bigger mistake? Your phone calls on Painter, reaction to sending him down. Max Crosby or Jalen Carter? I'd rather have Max Crosby. It sounds like the Eagles are backing on this Crosby thing. 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to address the elephant in the room when it comes to the Phillies and the trade deadline. That is all next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you could trade every match from the opening stage all the way until the final. I think we've all been watching more of the World Cup here. And the more it goes on, the clearer it is to me that France is the best team out there. Right now, they're trading at 18% to win the entire thing, which means a $100 trade on Kalshi would pay out $505.91 if they win the whole thing. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.